Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe, and you are watching
Studio Classroom. Friends, you're just in time for day two of our article called The Present, The Secret to Enjoying Your Work and Life Now.
So we've been talking about living fully and focusing on now. In this book that was written by Spencer Johnson, it's basically a story. It doesn't follow the format of most mainstream self-help books out there, but we follow the story of a young man who is listening to this older person in his life, and he's trying to take the advice and apply it to his own life.
That's right, and the advice is that you shouldn't focus so much on the past or on the future. You should focus on the present, what's going on right now. We're going to talk more about this idea in our article today, so let's get started with our first reading.
The present. The secret to enjoying your work and life now. As the young man continues his journey, he learns that living in the present doesn't mean ignoring the past or the future. Instead, it means learning from the past without getting stuck in it. Mistakes and disappointments should not define us. Instead, they can help us grow if we are willing and able to reflect and move on.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看名词 disappointment， 意思呢是失望或是沮丧，譬如 hiding her disappointment at not being selected for an award。 Brooklyn clapped enthusiastically for her classmate while holding back tears. Brooklyn 强忍着泪水，掩饰自己未能获奖的失望，但仍旧热烈地为同学鼓掌。Disappointment 去掉字尾的 ment 就会变成动词 disappoint， 意思呢是使失望。譬如 ，Not wanting to disappoint his fans, the star performed the entire concert.Despite being sick， 这位明星不想让粉丝失望，即使生病，仍然完成了整场演唱会。片语 disappoint someone 或是 oneself with something 是指因为某事让某人或自己失望。例如 ，Knowing he had disappointed his parents with his low grades last term， Danny diligently applied himself to his studies。Danny 知道自己上学期的低分数让父母失望，因此勤奋地投入学习。
Let's get back into this book, friends, and the story in it about the young man listening to the advice of the old man. We read here, as the young man continues his journey, he learns that living in the present doesn't mean ignoring the past or the future. Before we move on, let's talk about that word, ignoring.
If you ignore somebody or something, that means you don't pay attention to that thing or that person.
Here's an example. Mia was ignoring her sister's calls because she was upset.
So we can ignore things in our lives, or we can ignore people. It's often not nice to ignore people, especially people who are trying to get our attention or communicate with us. However, there are some things that may be good to ignore. Maybe you want to ignore, if there's a lot of criticism out there, if you pay attention to all of it, it can really get you down. So you want to choose what you listen to. You can ignore some of it. However, in our lesson, we're not talking about ignoring the past or the future.
No, we're not. Instead, it means learning from the past without getting stuck in it. Friends, if you get stuck somewhere, It means that you're unable to move forward or solve a problem. This could mean physically getting stuck, like in the mud, but sometimes we get mentally stuck or emotionally stuck.
Yeah, for example, Alex got stuck on the second question of the math test, and he couldn't move past it to finish the rest of the test. Oh, has that ever happened to you, friends? I think we all understand what it means to get stuck.
Definitely. We read on here, mistakes and disappointments should not define us. What does this word define mean?
Well, this means to describe or shape the true meaning or identity of something. For example, one bad day doesn't define who you are. That's kind of like how it's used in our lesson. Mistakes and disappointments should not define us.
Instead, they can help us grow if we are willing and able to reflect and move on.
Well, let's talk about reflecting, because this is a very important part of life. We have our brains for many purposes, and I think one of them is to reflect. This is to think carefully about something.
Here's an example. After the game, Josh took time to reflect on what he could do better. Now, reflecting is different than getting stuck, of course. You know, you might have to reflect on bad things that happened to you. You might need to reflect on mistakes that you've made. But the idea is that after you've reflected and learned something, you can then move on. That's the next term we want to talk about.
To move on. This is to stop thinking about the past and just continue on with life. For example, after losing the game, the team decided to move on and prepare for the next match.
You know, I think move on is kind of the opposite of getting stuck.
You're right.
Yeah, so you could get stuck or you could move on. Well, we have more things to talk about in the next section, friends. So let's get on with our next reading.
The present, the secret to enjoying your work and life now. Likewise, planning for the future is important. The book teaches that we should look ahead with purpose, not with fear. Making goals and taking steps toward them is part of living well. But that doesn't mean focusing solely on the future. We must not let premature worries about tomorrow rob us of the joys of today. Finding a healthy balance between reflection, enjoying the moment, and planning is being encouraged as the key.
Premature, 意思是过早的或是过早发生的。 譬如, the team's premature celebration ended in embarrassment when the opposing team scored 3 points in the final minutes of the match. 该球队过早庆祝, 结果在最后几分钟被对手得了3分, 以尴尬收场。 Premature字尾加上ly 就变成副词, prematurely, 意思呢也是过早的。 譬如, jumping to conclusions prematurely can result in misunderstandings and broken relationships. 过早下结论可能会导致误会和关系破裂。来学一个字, preemie, 意思呢是早产儿, 它其实是 premature baby 或是 preterm infant 的缩写。来看个例句, the preemie remained in the hospital's intensive care unit until his organ systems were mature enough to work on their own. 这名早产儿留在加护病房，直到他的器官系统发育成熟，能够自行运作为止。
Thank you, Jack. Friends, let's move on with the next part of our lesson. We read, likewise, planning for the future is important. Let's talk about that word, likewise.
Likewise means in the same way. For example, Emma enjoyed the movie. Likewise, Tom also liked it.
Okay, so the likewise here is referring to something in the previous section, right? We talked about how the past is important, as long as we're able to reflect and move on. Likewise, the future is also important. The book teaches that we should look ahead with purpose, not with fear.
Let's take a look at that phrase, to look ahead. It's kind of like that idea of moving on, right? They go hand in hand. Looking ahead means to think about and plan for the future. For example, Chloe wants to look ahead to college and prepare now.
The idea of looking ahead means that you are preparing or thinking about something that will happen at a later date. We read here, making goals and taking steps toward them is part of living well, but that doesn't mean focusing solely on the future.
What does solely mean? It's another word for only, or not involving anything or anyone else.
Let's use solely in a sentence, friends. The project was done solely by Daniel, only by him.
That's right. So we read on here, we don't want to focus solely on the future. We must not let premature worries about tomorrow rob us of the joys of today. Well, you just learned that word premature. And the idea is that we can start to worry about things that might happen tomorrow or in the future, and we start to get fearful. But let's not do that. This will allow us to focus more on today.
That's right. And if we are thinking too much about the future or what will happen tomorrow, that can rob us of something. It can rob us of joy. This word rob means to steal from someone using force or threat.
That's right. Often we use it to talk about people who actually steal things. The police caught the man who tried to rob the bank. We would call that person a robber. But here in our lesson, we're talking about how worries and anxiety about tomorrow can actually rob us of the joys that we should have today. We should experience joy in the moment or in every day that we have. Instead, a lot of us are just worrying about the future.
This is really hard to do, though. You have to not think too much about the past, but make sure that you have learned from the past, plan for the future, but don't worry about the future, and focus on the present.
Exactly. I forget where I heard it, but recently it was in an audiobook or something I was reading, and it said, forget yesterday, live for today, and plan for the future. And I don't think the author was saying you should actually just forget everything you've learned, but really, after you've learned everything, you can move on. You can live for today and focus on planning for the future.
I think the key term here is balance, being able to find a balance between the past, the present, and the future. That's what we see here in this next sentence, friends. Finding a healthy balance between reflection, enjoying the moment, and planning is being encouraged as the key.
That's right. So you want to find a healthy balance. Friends, what happened in your life that maybe you regret? Are you learning from it? Are you taking time to reflect on what happened? A lot of people will reflect on their mistakes, and so they learn from their mistakes. But actually, I think it's also very important to try to reflect on your successes as well, to really analyze what went well so that we can repeat that in the future.
I like that. That's a great tip. Well, friends, we have more to learn. So right now, let's go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hey, friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Pay attention. Have you ever been in class staring at the clock, thinking about snacks, when suddenly the teacher says, "Are you paying attention?" And you snap back like, "Yes, definitely. What was the question again?" Let's talk about that phrase, pay attention. Why do we pay attention? We're not handing over cash, right? But in English, pay doesn't just mean money. It can also mean to give something valuable, like your focus, your energy, or your time. So when we say pay attention, we're treating attention like a valuable resource. You give it just like you'd give money. And once it's gone, well, good luck getting it back. There are other phrases like this too. Pay respect. We paid our respects at the memorial. Pay a visit. Let's pay grandma a visit this weekend. pay the price. He didn't study and he paid the price on the test. So next time your mind starts drifting during class, remember, attention isn't free. It costs something. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The present, the secret to enjoying your work and life now. In the end, the present encourages readers to live intentionally. Whether it's at work or at home, focusing on what truly matters right now can bring more meaning and satisfaction. The ideas in this book may sound simple, but they offer a gentle challenge. Stop pursuing happiness and start paying attention. That is how the good life begins.
Intentionally, 意思是故意的或是有意的。譬如, he intentionally sat at the table next to his new colleague, hoping to strike up a conversation and make a new friend. 他刻意坐在新同事旁边的桌子，希望能搭话并交朋友。它的名词是 intentionality， 意思是有意图性或是目的性。譬如， to live each day with intentionality, reflect on your life purpose, set clear goals, and focus on being present in each moment. 每一天都要过得有目标。 要反思人生目标，设定明确的目标，并专注于当下。另一个相关的名词是intent，意思是意图或是目的。譬如， though her intent was not to hurt Amelia's feelings, it was clear her words had done just that. 虽然她并非有意伤害Amelia的感情，但显然她的话确实造成了伤害。这就是今天的 Language Lab。
Okay, friends, let's find out how this book and the summary of this book is going to end up. We see a phrase that is going to tell us in the end. In the end, the present encourages readers to live intentionally.
In the end, what a great phrase. This is after everything is finished, or finally. For example, in the end, Maria decided to join the music club. Okay, actually, you often use this phrase when talking about the process someone has been thinking about something. Maybe Maria had many decisions, but in the end, she decided to do one thing.
That's right, or maybe there were a lot of options as well, and in the end, somebody chose something. But we read on here, whether it's at work or at home, focusing on what truly matters right now can bring more meaning and satisfaction. This word meaning is a really great one for you to know, friends. Meaning is the value or importance something has, especially in life.
Helping other people can really help us to have a deeper sense of meaning in life. Don't just think, oh, how much money can I make doing this project? No, think, what value can it create for other people? That can help create a deeper sense of meaning.
We also see this word satisfaction that we need to talk about. This is a good feeling when you finish or achieve something. You have a feeling of satisfaction.
Kevin felt satisfaction after painting the picture. We could also say he felt satisfied. Okay, there are different forms of that word. But we want to have more meaning and satisfaction in life. Another great word is fulfillment in life. The ideas in this book may sound simple, but they offer a gentle challenge. I wonder what that means.
Okay, so in this context, the idea of a gentle challenge is a small or test that helps you improve. And usually this isn't such a big test or something that's really difficult. It's kind of like a small reminder.
That's right. The coach gave Anna a gentle challenge, for example, to try a harder move. Well, here we're getting a gentle challenge in life. Stop pursuing happiness and start paying attention. Well, that's an interesting idea. A lot of people really value and cherish the idea of pursuing happiness. But maybe we need to actually pay attention and be in the moment more.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting that our article mentions to focus on what truly matters. We don't really define that here in our article, but I think that's something that's really important to think about even before you go to these steps, because if you don't know what really matters in your life, it's really hard to chase that.
So what you mean is to try to figure out where your own personal life's direction needs to be heading. Then you can focus on what truly matters.
Sure, or figure out where in your life you have meaning or where you feel satisfaction, and then go from there.
Okay, well friends, focus on what truly matters. You need to stop pursuing happiness, start paying attention, just living in the moment. And our lesson ends with this sentence: that is how the good life begins. When you think about the good life, Anne-Marie, what comes to mind?
Oh, this is really hard because I feel like so many people have so many different definitions of what the good life looks like. I think in general, people would say the good life is to have a family that loves you, and then to have enough money to do the things that you want to do, to be able to travel, live in a nice house. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that that's really what the good life is. I think the good life is living a life that has meaning.
Another word that comes to mind after reading through this lesson, after going through this lesson yesterday and today, is the simple word contentment. Are you truly content? You know, you don't have to have a lot of things to be content. In fact, really rich people will tell you that if they are not content, their life lacks meaning and they're always looking for the next thing. So contentment is truly important.
It certainly is. Friends, we're going to talk about this more in just a moment, but first let's go to today's usage tip.
Today's usage tip, you like can. That is, 或是 was, 加 WH 疑问词加主词加动词的句型。本句 That is how the good life begins 当中的 that 是指示代名词，指代前面提到的事实或是情况，后面接 WH 疑问词引导的名词子句作为表语，用来解释原因、方式、地点或是时间，然后根据时态选择 is 或是 was， 常用于补充说明或强调逻辑的关联，使上下文可以更连贯。我们来看例句 ：That is why she left the party early。那就是她提前离开派对的原因。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of our first article for the month of January. But before we go, we need to discuss our talk about it question. Here it is. The article says, stop pursuing happiness and start paying attention. What do you think this means? And do you agree?
All right. Well, I do think that it's important to pursue the things that make you happy. Different things make different people happy. But you also want to live in the moment, and actually living in the moment can really make you have more joy in the moment, which can last for a long time.
That's right. And I think paying attention in the moment can show you where that contentment and meaning comes from. Oftentimes it's not from where we think. It's not from having things or being popular or having certain degrees. A lot of times it's from the people that we surround ourselves with or how we're serving others. That's where meaning comes from.
That's right. You know, one thing I think I need to work on a little more after reading this lesson is planning a little more for the future, because even if plans don't always work out, I find that if I have a plan, it can really help to make those future days even better.
I agree. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
My name is Gabe, saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.